Blog Talk Radio.
Next day they were freezing to death in the snow and the ice cold.
to keep warm for survival. And the snow fell and defeated the beast's only rival. Then came the deadly Ravak from the steps of their retreat. They cold wrecked their bodies, but worse was the pain of defeat. Many people who had hailed them once now turned and looked away. Well, these people now knew that the beast was on his way. And the snow fell, covering the dreams and ideals. And the snow fell, freezing the blood and the wheels. And the snow warm for survival. And the snow fell and defeated the beast's lonely rival. You finally came back to the borders of your fatherland. Now enemies came, traitors everywhere at hand. Many people who had fought and died, knowing that they had to win. Well, yet still, it sickens my heart to see the picture of the red flag in Berlin. And the snow fell, covering the dreams and ideals. And the snow fell, freezing the blood and the wheels. And the snow born for survival. And the snow fell and defeated the beast's only rival. And defeated the beast's only rival. And defeated the beast's only rival.
Let's talk to Will in Arizona. Thanks for holding her on the air.
First off, I am a Prison TV Planet member.
Awesome, brother. Go ahead and into your points, and I'll hold you over if need be.
If you really want to have an unbridged idea of what is going on today, look at it's actually a YouTube video, but it's a documentary, Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told. He actually kicked out a lot of the bankers because they were trying to implode Germany after World War One. And it was the bankers. And when I was watching that, it was 5 hours long. And I started listening and saying to myself, wait a minute. They are just repeating history. But because we are so dumbed down in the sense of our historical knowledge.
Well, I haven't seen the documentary you're talking about. People can, I guess, check it out for themselves.
The very well-made, excellent, and moving documentary called Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told. I want you to do something for me as well, and I would really appreciate it. Before you listen to this interview, I want you to watch the documentary. I know you want to listen to this program right away, but if you haven't already seen it, I want you to stop this program right now and go watch the documentary first. And I'm adamant about watching the documentary because one of the biggest hurdles that the majority of people seem to have, they're basically just kind of set in their ways, and they argue that they already know everything that they need to know concerning this topic. Well, I can promise you, people, you don't know one-tenth of it.
I seriously had a panic attack after I watched that documentary, The Greatest Story Never Told. And for days afterward, I was really shook up. It had such a profound impact on me, and everything started making so much sense, and I felt so... I mean, I've always felt kind of betrayed by the powers that be, but I felt more betrayed than ever. Mm-hmm. And I started looking back on my entire life and looking back at all the movies that I'd seen.
I just couldn't believe it. I thought if they could pull off this, then anything is possible. Anything.
Yeah.
You know, and that one, you know, I would encourage anybody watching this or listening to this to watch that hasn't seen that documentary to watch it.
With an open mind
and listen to that interview that you did with Dennis Wise recently.
But that's most likely what got us censored from iTunes, by the way, too, that show.
Yeah, well...
That show's what we're not allowed to talk about. It's off limits, you know?
And that's what, when I was going through that sort of panic attack realization, that was it. That was the big red flag. I was like, oh my God, like, of course we're not being told the truth, because we're not allowed to talk about this issue. When you're not allowed to talk about something, then that's like the red flag right there. If it's off limits, then that's the thing you need to talk about the most.
And the rule to remember is that history is written by the winner.
I can promise you, people, you don't know one-tenth of it.
All right, everybody. Joseph Gibson podcasting here, understanding the times in which we live today. Everybody's talking about the big Brandon speech, dark Brandon speech of doom last night. Obey. Biden declares war on Americans. Biden declares war on Americans. The mass information hypnosis, the psychology of totalitarianism, highlights the Brandon speech. Let's look at some previous predictions from 2008. Let's look at that. Let's go back to 2008 and start this one here first, and then we'll go do something else, okay? Let's see what we got
here. The book has now arrived and is in our warehouse and is beginning to ship. The one book you must read this year, The Great Reset and the War for the World. And I see the man attack not being a biological one, though the elite have shown with their genetic engineering they may be reckless and do that, because they know that can get out of hand and they might not have proper cures or could mutate. The cleaner way to go, and the way I believe they're going to attack by the year 2020 as their go date, is a drone fleet attack with aircraft dropping neutron bombs on every major city and town. And I believe that is the main attack profile. I will tell you that the neutron bomb attack on every major city, and they may not even drop them. They may have robotic delivery trucks, deliver them into every city. I mean, they've got this at every level. I'm saying the neutron attack is what we are facing. I'll guarantee you that's a battle plan being prepared, and it's one of the major profiles that we are facing as a species. Wreck society to make it more easily controllable, but they haven't gotten to their robotic society yet, where the mechanized robots and drones and militaries are in place yet, and so they're having trouble finishing world order because they've wrecked people so bad. And so they make good people feel inadequate. They give men a false image of what a warrior is, not helping your society, your culture, your children, not being informed. It's loving football and acting tough and having tattoos. And riding a Harley. And I'm not saying you're bad if you have tattoos or ride a Harley. You know what I mean? That's their whole image. It's just, get out of my way, come here. You know, just kind of real stupid. But on the other side, it's about making people feel inadequate and all then making the petty yuppies and other subclasses feel real secure and good in their own little niches, which are pre-programmed little social engineer niches that are controlled and serviced by substrata propaganda conduits from the overall master matrix integration center. Okay, so the big mainframe comes up with the different countercultures through the systems, then they deliver that down, knowing people want to be individualistic and rebel. They give them false individualistic rebel constructs to enter into in the overall scheme, and then they play the different subgroups off against each other in that nexus port. And they got the police in their subculture, they've got all the other subcultures. And so that's why I found even bashing the police, which I still primitively do, actually plays in to the overall vortices as they play the public off against the police, when we're really all in the same substrata together with the enemy emplacements engaging in the social engineering attacks against us all. Only by breaking through those membrane separation points and seeing our commonality and our common goal and our common future to work together in defense of humanity and honor and liberty can we overall invade the matrix level system before it gets to its next phase, when it'll be really hard to get rid of, when the armies are robotic, when when the attack craft are all pre-programmed and drone, where one globalist can launch an entire worldwide military attack, even if the military says no, it won't matter because a pre-programmed war game system has been put into function, and that attack profile, they'll have hundreds of attack profiles put in for their robotic drone forces with entire factories and robotic armored reservations separate from human activity other than highly compartmentalized technicians that go in and service the system, and then those compartmentalized even in NORAD and other areas won't see it because the overall attack plans, which they'll have hundreds of, will be pre-programmed in the name of simulations. They will then just go green light with the real simulation and attack whoever they want. And I see the man attack not being a biological one, though the elite have shown with the genetic engineering they may be reckless and do that, because they know that can get out of hand and they might not have proper cures or it could mutate. The cleaner way to go, and the way I believe they're going to attack by the year 2020 is their go date, is a drone robot fleet attack with aircraft dropping neutron bombs on every major city and town. And I believe that is the...
All right, let's speed back up here. We'll go back up here. All right, Biden. Joe Biden, here we go.
Now, I got called last night by Tony Lyons at Skyhorse. He said we have a very good chance of sending The Great Reset on Amazon to number one. And if that happens, it'll make the book 20 times bigger. It's a great book. It's the blueprint of the New World Order and how to stop them. The Great Reset in the War of the World. And that would be a major funding boon for us. So it's like hitting the lottery. If it goes to number one, no matter what they do, it just magnifies. It's been as high as number six. It's number nine today. It's number one in the charts. United States.
We are now living
Great
in
Reset,
the
War for the World. It's available on Kindle. Everything. The book is now shipping as well. But I want you to get it at Amazon.com. I want you to buy copies for friends and family. We can send it to number one today, and now is the time to do it. And you got to go look at the reviews that are pouring in. Currently today, it was number nine earlier. It's number 16 right now.
Sliding towards collapse in the strange space between what we've known and what's to come. And right now, the most important thing to remember is don't panic. Stay calm, because now is the time that we must get our bearings and steer the ship onto a safe, sound course. There is nothing stopping we the people from making our own rules and building our own society. All we got to do is survive the crash. And right now, we still have time to prepare. The world fiat currency system is racing towards zero. It's time to convert it into hard assets now, including food, water, and survival gear to keep us strong and at the ready. Go to preparetoday.com for the essentials. Storable foods, water filtration, first aid, power, and more at preparetoday.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is your one-stop shop for...
All right, let's see here. Here we go. Maximum alert declares war. Here we go.
Our flagship product, DNA Force Plus, sold out for almost a year, is now back in stock. You need to go to InfoWars.
Too much advertising. Too much. They must have hacked into his site. Massive red alert, global deep state. But, I mean, this is crazy. I can't even access these videos now. All right, what we'll do is we'll go back to here. Declares war. Let's see what we got here.
The book has now arrived and is in our warehouse and is beginning to ship. The one book you must read this year.
Okay.
The Great Reset in the War.
Nothing. Nothing. Wow. I can't access it. Huh. Wow. What the heck did they do here? Okay, well, let's go back to this one right here. And right here. And just close that out. All right, well, apparently I'm not going to be able to get the, let's try this one right here.
Stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off Super Male Vitality. And it goes great with X2, which is also 25% off. But if you get both these products together, they're 40% off in a combo at InfoWarsStore.com. So
it's all advertisements they got up here now. Let's see
see what's going on.
This is real, okay?
There we go.
Before you launch a war, you stage false flags. That's the first thing you do. Because nobody wants to say they started a war. Bad guys start wars. So every time a war gets launched by bad guys, they stage an event. My uncle and my family in Vietnam weren't bad guys, but the LBJ was a bad guy staging the Gulf of Tonkin. It didn't happen. They're getting a new Gulf of Tonkin ready, and who have they said the enemy is? Conservatives, Christians, nationalists, patriots, Trump supporters, Republicans. And so he's up there in a speech saying no less than 7 times, I've got clips, the Republicans are about to get violent. The Republicans are about to launch attacks. The Republicans are about to do all this. It's ridiculous how obvious this is. You have to be a low-grade moron not to see it. That's what I'm saying. It's guaranteed now. That speech last night with the military behind him says, and when we stage these attacks, we're coming after all the opposition. That's what they're saying. And they are pissed that we're on air exposing it because this is our real shot at stopping these people. And thank God even a lot of big Democrats are going, what the hell was that? Yeah, guys, you're not just going to take the country over. You're going to start a giant civil war for real. Stop it.
With each other and with ourselves. Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. Now, I want to be very clear up front. Not every Republican, not even the majority of Republicans are MAGA Republicans. Not every Republican embraces their extreme ideology. I know, because I've been able to work with these mainstream Republicans. And here, in my view, is what is true. MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people. They refuse to accept the results of a free election. And they're working right now, as I speak, in state after state, to give power to decide elections in America to partisans and cronies, empowering election deniers to undermine democracy itself. MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards, backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love. They promote authoritarian leaders, and they fan the flames of political violence that are a threat to our personal rights, to the pursuit of justice, to the rule of law, to the very soul of this country. We hear, you've heard it, more and more talk about violence as an acceptable political tool in this country. It's not. It can never be an acceptable tool. So I want to say this plain and simple. There is no place for political violence in America, period. None, ever. We saw law enforcement brutally attacked on January 6th. We've seen election officials, poll workers, many of them volunteers of both parties, subject to intimidation and death threats. And can you believe it? FBI agents just doing their job as directed, facing threats to their own lives from their own fellow citizens. On top of that, there are public figures today, yesterday, and the day before predicting and all but calling for mass violence and rioting in the streets. This is inflammatory. It's dangerous. It's against the rule of law. And we, the people, must say, this is not
who we are. And now, America must choose to move forward or to move backwards, to build a future or obsess about the past, to be a nation of hope and unity and optimism, or a nation of fear, division, and of darkness. MAGA Republicans have made their choice. They embrace anger. They thrive on chaos. They live not in the light of truth, but in the shadow of lies. But together, we can choose a different path. We can choose a better path. Forward to the future. A future of possibility, a future to build and dream and hope. And we're on that path moving ahead.
Everything he said is an inversion of the truth. I warned you he'd give a speech declaring war on America. They are locked and loaded to stage massive terror attacks. This country is on the footsteps of doom.
Okay, let's talk about what kind of hypocrite Joe Biden is, okay? What did he say? Hang on. So is this what, this wasn't this the sound of the Democrats a little while ago?
We can't protect the children. We can't protect anybody. If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you put back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome.
The people are going to turn on them. They're going to protest. They're going to absolutely harass them until they decide that they're going to tell the president, no, I can't hang with you.
Not in the U.S.
Our issue is strong borders, no crime. Their issue is open borders. Let MS-13 all over our country. That's what's going to happen if you listen to them.
Okay, Joe Biden. Boy, what a hypocrite, huh? What was he talking about? My goodness. Oh, my.
And everybody better get the word out that they're planning to stage violence. They're the ones preparing violence. They have the history of provocateuring. And you heard it with no proof say that Republicans are calling for violence. They had a bunch of national TV shows the last 2 days say, I'm calling for violence, but I'm calling for the opposite. These people are making their move on us. My God, with a fascist background, all they missed was the torches. Friday, September 2nd, 2022, and we are still at our post as loyal Americans to our republic and to our ancestors and to ourselves and to our children. My higher sense is tingling of imminent stage terror attacks, but you don't need to have a sixth sense to know it. You can see everything being done, everything being prepared, launching not just America, but the world into an authoritarian takeover. The energy's being cut off. The borders are being imploded. Pedophilia is out in the open. Hundreds of hospitals are chopping the penises and genitals off little boys and the breasts off little girls. And those of us that say it's wrong are called terrorists. The enemy is making their move right now. This is an emergency broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll be up here tomorrow taping another emergency three-hour broadcast with some special guests. We're going to be here today, but with the storms across the country, their plane is delayed until this evening. I'll leave it at that. Special guest in studio tomorrow. We've got big guests as well in studio today. Logical warfare expert, one of the leading ones in the world, will be joining us to tell you about that coming up at the bottom of the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, this is like if you go to the zoo and take your three-year-old, you go, that's an elephant, honey. And it's an elephant. There's no debating, it's an elephant.
or that's a tiger, or that's a giraffe, or that's a grizzly bear, or that's a penguin, or that's a boa constrictor. When the leader of a country gets up and declares half the nation terrorist and says they're about to engage in terrorism, and they do it with troops behind them, with a red background, with a dark cross above it, in every Hollywood movie, in every dystopian system, they show that exact iconography. All of it scripted by design. In V for Vendetta, it's the exact set. When Trump simply had General Milley with him touring the burned-down church by the White House, the entire corporate media called it fascism and that Trump was about to attack everybody, and that this was just Hitler had been reborn. No, when people are burning down cities, you then have the troops come out, and you go and survey and say it won't be tolerated. But when you go up on television with a red background at the time, with troops behind you, ladies and gentlemen, Adolf Hitler wrote the book on it. These people don't wear a red armband with a black swastika on it. They wear masks, and they wear black hoods, and they're Antifa, and they are taking over. We have all these new Project Veritas videos undercover of corporate leaders, school administrators bragging, you name it. We're really double agents. We're really secret agents taking over. The children are ours. I have multiple clips just today of that. The average leftist has been converted into an operative, and we still think we're in a free country, and boys and girls, we ain't. It's not just in Denver, Colorado this week that they remote-controlled everybody's thermostats and took control of them. It happened all over the world this week. The forts on your phones, all of it is the definition of a high-tech police state. That's why they have the war on the police, to get rid of the existing police that follow the Constitution and Bill of Rights to some extent and are loyal to their communities and who are great people on average. They're great people. They are. They just are. It's like our veterans are. They're under attack. Our veterans are under attack. Our police are under attack. That's a real police state. First thing Hitler did was take out all the loyal police from the Weimar Republic that wouldn't go along with him. It took him a few years to do it. So, ladies and gentlemen, when they project big blood red lights on a wall with flags and troops at the ready, they're saying, we're coming for you. And what it is, I wouldn't be surprised if this doesn't have an operational name. In fact, I bet it does. I bet it's called Operation Matador or Operation Bullfight. They see us as the bull, and they are shaking a red flag in our face, and the Matador is the deep state with a long, skinny, razor-sharp sword. So that when the bull lunges forward, the Matador uses the force of its weight to drive it into the heart and step aside with his cape as the bull buries himself into the dust. This is Operation Matador. This is Operation Matador. And again, I told you 3 days ago and 2 days ago and yesterday, I said 100% he's going to come out in this speech and declare war on half the country and say anybody that is a populist or a nationalist wants to destroy the country when they're the ones openly and publicly destroying the country. And as if that wasn't bad enough, we're going to play all these clips. The disgraced deputy FBI director came out and said this isn't enough. Everyone who's a Republican or supports Trump or a populist is an insurrectionist and needs to be dealt with, and Biden should have declared more extensive war and made it clear. So that's all this is. And the way you get a bull that outweighs the Matador 15 times and has big, giant, razor-sharp horns to finally run into the sword is they throw little spears into his back to piss him off and to anger him. That's what they've been doing with the open borders, the drag queen story time, the devalued dollars, and shutting off your power supplies, and remote controlling all the devices in your house we warned you 20 years ago they would do, and running down America and running down our families and having the NFL take a knee and all the rest of this garbage. That was throwing the little spears, the barbs in our back. But now the red cape's out, with 67 days out from the midterms, where they know they're set to lose big despite all the dead people they've got on the rolls, hoping they can steal it with mail-in ballots. And so now the red cape is out, being flapped in our face, and right behind it is the FBI and the New World Order getting ready to stage terror attacks. Because they know we're not going to jump on the sword. Populist Christians, conservatives are too smart. We actually work for a living. We have children. We live in the real world. We study things. We're involved. We're not dumbass leftists. And so you can bet your bottom Benjamin. You can bet everything you've got on the fact that they're getting ready to stage horrible terror attacks in this country. And when I came out last week and this week and said it's imminent, they went completely ape. And said Alex Jones is calling for violence. And you heard Biden in a speech. We're going to play clip six here in a moment. You heard Biden say that the Republicans are calling for mass unrest and violence. No, they're not. They said if you indict Trump, that could cause that. And that's Lindsey Graham, the deep stater. Republicans aren't going to, riot because we're going to blame the local cops or the local or burn down a Walmart or maybe leave a Target or a Versace. No, Republicans don't blame the local police department when you have a tyrannical federal government. Republicans don't blame the average FBI agent. Republicans aren't going to blow up a federal building, 2.0 Oklahoma City 95. Republicans aren't going to shoot police officers. Republicans aren't going to go out and riot and attack police cars. Their brother or sister is probably in the damn car. So when they sit there and tell you that we're about to riot and burn things down and carry out terror, you can bet everything you've got on they've got their team set up and their Antifa operatives ready to pose and ready to provocateur and ready to launch it imminently. Imminently. Because they know they've lost. And they want to have a smokescreen of violence to bring in martial law. And they've got everything set up for it. And the pedophile run, you know, Jeffrey Epstein, New World Order, knows their back's against the wall. So we're going to the speech on every facet of this, but this broadcast was forged in the fires of liberty, and we were designed and meant for the moment we're here now together. Just look at these headlines from Reuters. World faces unprecedented global hunger crisis, UN chief says, going into 2023. World Food Program warns of global food catastrophe, looming global catastrophe. The world could run out of food by 2023, major studies say, and the reports go on and on. We told you this was a designed program by the globalists 2.5 years ago. We told you energy and food prices would explode, and now they're up more than 40% in the U.S. alone. Some areas of the world are up over 100%. The only way you beat inflation and protect yourself and your family is with high-quality, affordable food ready to ship right now at preparetoday.com at a very rare sale of 10%. Specifically on that declaration of war against the American people yesterday and what it really signifies. Everything he says is what they're doing to us. Everything he's saying is classical authoritarianism, purebred, 200 proof. If it was liquor, it'd be 100% alcohol. I mean, it is absolutely, it would have been best of show if it was a dog. I mean, it is the bona fide, the thoroughbred, the red flag in your face. Our political enemies must be shut down. They're planning terror. We're going to get them. I've got the military behind me. I'm standing here in a nighttime ceremony with red light on the walls. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. When you think of classic, beautiful bombshell, you think Marilyn Monroe, right? You think rock star. You think Elvis Presley. When you think Hitler, when you think Stalin, when you think tyranny, why do you think this set is a simulation of nuclear war and has fascist red on black? Because when they're doing this, we put on the set the colors. They put those colors up, folks. I'm telling you, it's coming, and now it's here. In every Hollywood movie, it's black on red. in a nighttime speech with the leader in a dark suit shaking his fist, both fists. I mean, this was scripted. This was choreographed. This was unbelievable. They even had a red cross up in the dark above him. And that photo is a little bit higher. You can't see it. But, I mean, this is just ridiculous. Only if he wore a red armband with a swastika and said Heil Hitler would this be any more obvious. I mean, this is just unbelievable. This is just absolutely saying, we are targeting you. You're in a crosshair. The military's watching you. We're going to censor you. We're going to lock you up. And then the former deputy director of the FBI, I'm going to clip next segment, comes out and says, this isn't enough. We need to target all the insurrectionists. We need to arrest everybody. So how are they going to legitimize this? Why do you make an announcement this bold and crazy? Because they're going to pull stuff so damn horrible, and they're going to go ahead and make their move on everybody. They'll assassinate Trump. They'll come kill me. And they're going to come for you. They're making their move. And they're insane. That it will fail. It will blow up, and they'll get the war they keep talking about, which I don't want, because that's part of the New World Order plan to take the United States out. We are literally at the end of America right now with a crazy, dimension-riveled person trying to be a dictator. And the people behind him, Obama and the globalists, they are dictators. And they stole the election to install him. So I told you in the last month, my gut level, also intellectual analysis, is 10 times worse than it's ever been. I mean, 10 times more intense, 10 times more concerned. I'm guaranteeing you, okay? Guaranteeing you that unless we see massive Justice Department whistleblowers now, and unless we see people even in corporate media that know they're mercenaries and know what they're doing is wrong, and a lot of them do, unless we just see everybody start coming out and saying, I'm not with this, it's over. And again, well, they'll say, well, we'll just have a war with these people and we'll show them. That's the plan. We don't want to have a war with these psychos. We'll beat them, but in the process, it'll be a Pyrrhic victory. And a Pyrrhic victory is where you win the battle and think you win the war, but you lose because of what the war did to you. When I first opened the phones up, I want to hear from current serving military and police. Not to say where you're from or any of that. You can just stay anonymous if you want. And I want to get your take. I want to hear from the first bank of callers being police and military, because you're going to be asked to enforce this nightmare. What do you think of this? What do you think we can do peacefully to stop this nightmare? And then after we take 10, 15 calls from military and law enforcement, the next wave of calls will be first-time callers, long-time callers. You agree, you disagree, whatever. Open phones on this subject, on this declaration of war against anybody that questions the New World Order, anybody that wants to save the country, anybody that doesn't want to bankrupt and dissolve the Republic as we know it. Go ahead and go to clip 7. Here he is saying the Republicans are calling for violence, which they're not.
And here, in my view, is what is true. MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people. They refuse to accept the results of a free election. And they're working right now, as I speak, in state after state, to give power to the night elections in America to partisans and cronies, empowering election deniers to undermine democracy itself. MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards. Backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love. They promote authoritarian leaders and they fan the flames of political violence that are a threat to our personal rights, to the pursuit of justice, to the rule of law, to the very soul of this country.
Who is fanning the flames of violence? Who is dividing the country? Who is running the nation into the ground? Everything he said was what they're doing. I've got more clips of this when we come back in. The former deputy director of the FBI saying he didn't go far enough. We're going to play it all. But this is an attempt to outlaw the political, peaceful realignment that's happening. And Patriots preparing, according to all the numbers, to take the Senate and the House. That's why they're putting out polls and numbers all day long at the Senate. They'll barely get the House because they're doing the mail-in ballots again. Does anybody believe that the first time in 50 years a Democrat got elected in Alaska and that Sarah Palin really lost in that special election? No, they stole it. We know they rewrote last year the zoning and the gerrymandering of the districts. And we know that they did mail-in ballots. They did it again. They're going to do it again and become a permanent uniparty like Venezuela or North Korea. A hellish spectacle was a wartime speech, says Town Hall. Absolutely. It was a declaration of war against Americans that don't want to flush the country down the toilet. But we can stop it together. And we can raise the alarm, but I need everybody to get engaged now. Victory is in our hands, but we must carry it out. Even ABC News, CNN, The Washington Post called it a declaration of war, a wartime speech. Hellish. These are quotes. We just had some on screen for TV viewers. Even mainline liberals are like, what in the world was that? Because it's so flagrant. It's so out in the open. It's so fascist. It's so authoritarian. It is overkill. And people say, this makes him look like a crazy man. But you see, he needs to get ahead of it before they stage the false flags. They've got a history of it. It's one of the only cards they've got to play. Brace yourselves. And the big question is, how do we get the word out about this so they don't pull it off? We can expose it. We can make this the number one issue. And how they staged the Whitmer kidnapping, how they provocateur January 6th, how they ran Oklahoma City, how they've staged so many other events. That's why they don't want us on air, because we understand that low level you got Jesse Smollett, but high level you got the FBI doing things far worse with these special units. Yeah, the average FBI agent involved in this, they're in money laundering and kidnapping cases. But the special unit that ran the Whitmer kidnapping and January 6th and the raid on Mar-a-Lago and the Russiagate group is the same group, and you know it's them. I'll guarantee you they got the trucks loaded with fuel oil bombs right now. I guarantee you they're going to run the same plays again they did in 95. But if we put enough heat on them and if enough of their minions they're trying to set up as the patsies learn about this, it'll neutralize them. Here's a great example. I'll go to clips. In early February of this year, just about 2 weeks before the Russians invaded Ukraine, the State Department and the CIA told the truth. They said Russia is massing troops on the border and massing blood and massing ambulances, and they're planning an invasion to split the country in two. Now, just because they lie most of the time doesn't mean they didn't tell the truth when it was about to actually happen. Because they don't control what Russia's going to do, but they were picking the chatter up. And what did they say at the State Department, the former high-level CIA operative that's the spokesperson there? He said, we have intel that Russia is about to stage false flags, car bombings, and shootings to blame Ukraine as a pretext to invade. And it does appear that there were some car bombs and things that went off right when the Russians invaded that was the pretext. Because that's what big governments do. Hitler staged attacks on his own troops on the border with Poland at Gliwice in 1940, before World War II kicked off. So, again, why did the State Department come out and say Russia's preparing false flags? And remember at the State Department briefings, they said this is Alex Jones territory. The Reuters reporter said this is Alex Jones stuff. False flags don't exist. What do you mean they don't exist? How'd they get to Vietnam, Gulf of Tonkin? How'd they plan to go to war with Russia in 61, but Kennedy killed the plan? Operation Northwoods. How'd we go to war in 1990 with Iraq? They said that they were beating babies' brains out in incubators. So there's a good chance we can stop them if people understand they've got the ace of spades in their hand, which is false flags. And they're priming it and saying Republicans and Trump supporters are about to shoot things and blow things up, which we know isn't true. And it's so obvious they've got all this lined up, they're getting ready to do it. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that. So that's the big thing I wanted to get out. Now I'm going to give the number out. I'm going to play some of these clips right now. Then I'm going to come right back and take your calls from military and law enforcement. First, on this subject of the false flag and last night's speech and what you think of the situation. After we take whatever calls come in from military law enforcement, then the phones will open up for everybody. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And no matter how important the call is, maximum 2 minutes a caller, because I want to get to everybody. We're doing a pretty good job lately of actually getting to most of the callers, so folks don't have to hold them. I know we're busy, but we need to hear from you. We want to hear from you. We want to bounce ideas off of you. 877-789-2539. In the last few days, I've talked to high-level current Pentagon and high-level current CIA and high-level Army Special Operations Command, and they concur with my analysis 100% and say it's their analysis. And that America's never been in more trouble. But obviously those people can't come on the show. But I can tell you that people that have done this in third world countries and people that have run regime change agree there's an attempt by the leftist arm of the deep state to stage events and permanently bring America into martial law. If you think the censorship and arrest have been bad so far, you see nothing yet. So this country is on the edge of ending as we know it. They know they've lost politically. They know they're about to lose the election. So they are getting ready to stage something huge, ladies and gentlemen. So the public will at least buy that, oh, because of the big terror attack or whatever, or terror attacks or mass shootings or mass poisonings or power outages or whatever it is they're gearing up to do, there's a plethora of things they can do within the false flag realm. And so I'm just going to be every day on this until the election because they'll want a few weeks to maximize it. I'd say we enter the prime zone October 1st. And October after, and they may go ahead and just start stuff up now. They may do a bunch of attacks. They may do one big giant attack. They may do five, six big attacks. But you just better believe the truck bombs are loaded. Okay. You better believe the mentally ill schizophrenic mass shooters are being programmed and drugged up and are in government, CIA, New World Order programming centers, MKUltra operations right now. The Manchurian candidates are ready. They are rolling out. Guaranteed, you can bet your bottom dollar. Just like the State Department said, the Russians were getting ready to stage stuff, and the evidence is they did. And I'm not for the Russians. I'm not for the deep state here. I'm for America and future and peace. But a lot of people hate our government so much. It's so corrupt and overwhelmed, they think that everything the Russians do is perfect, and that's not the case either. The Russians wrote the book on false flags under the czars. And I only raise the Russian issue so that people get it in your head. This is real, okay? Before you launch a war, you stage false flags. That's the first thing you do. Because nobody wants to say they started the war. Bad guys start wars. So every time a war gets launched by bad guys, they stage an event. My uncle and my family in Vietnam weren't bad guys, but the LBJ was a bad guy staging the Gulf of Tonkin. It didn't happen. They're getting a new Gulf of Tonkin ready, and who have they said the enemy is? Conservatives, Christians, nationalists, patriots, Trump supporters, Republicans. And so he's up there in a speech saying no less than seven times, I've got clips, the Republicans are about to get violent. The Republicans are about to launch attacks. The Republicans are about to do all this. It's ridiculous how obvious this is. You have to be a low-grade moron not to see it. That's what I'm saying. It's guaranteed now. That speech last night with the military behind him says, and when we stage these attacks, we're coming after all the opposition. That's what they're saying. And they are pissed that we're on air exposing it because this is our real shot at stopping these people. And thank God even a lot of big Democrats are going, what the hell was that? Yeah, guys, you're not just going to take the country over. You're going to start a giant civil war for real. Stop it. Anybody that wants to have a future for their children does not want this New World Order takeover of tyranny and collapse and inflation and depression and just crime and insecurity. 99.999% of people are going to be hurt by this. So I don't care if you're a Democrat. I don't care if you're a Republican. I don't care if you're gay or straight, black or white. I don't care. This is not good. This is historically dangerous. This is cancer. We don't want this. We already have them surround the Capitol with 30,000 troops and put up the fences and just all of this getting you ready for this next big move. They're not waiting until 2024. They're making their move now. All right, we'll come back and take your calls at 877-789-2539. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Share the live feed for info.
Again, we see a majority of Americans who disagree. And so when you are not with where majority of Americans are, then, you know, that is extreme. That is an extreme way of thinking.
When you're not with the majority, you're extreme. And I think that, you know, it's kind of nice, the incompetence, because they are too stupid to conceal what they truly believe. They're too stupid to understand that what they believe is horrific and anti-American and wrong. And they're also too stupid to know how to conceal that cleverly through rhetoric. Some of them are. Psaki was much better at it. This lady, she's just not the brightest bulb. You need to defend your civilization against the onslaught of this cancer of progressivism, liberalism, and globalist brainwashing. This is a life or death situation. No messing around. The prescription is two doses of InfoWars taken daily. What do you think of the Joe Biden speech? Were you inspired? Were you scared? Like, this is the funny thing. You know, you look at Hollywood, and it's just trash. It's, everything they make is just obviously horrible, right? They make these big, grand space epics, Star Wars, Star Trek, jumping from planet to planet, and all the drama is just like, it essentially is a high school, like, Disney-style sitcom or soap opera, right? It's like everything they think is very small. They're very petulant, kind of weak, childish people, right? That's why nothing they make is impactful or important or good. It's like it's made by people from middle school. And those same people, you understand, are the very people that are orchestrating the Hollywood-style show that they put on yesterday at Independence Hall. And you can tell because they dressed it up like a comedic parody of a despot giving a speech. And obviously, if this was something that Trump did, it would actually scare them. They would be horrified, right? This is the type of thing that actually frightens little children. You know, see Trump giving a speech in front of a wall that's lit with a red light, and we'll be like, what? You can't have a red light on a wall? This is what Mussolini did. This is what Hitler did. He gave speeches in front of red walls. The wall is red, you guys. This is what we're talking about. This is the terror and the horror and the tyranny that we're talking about is the red wall.
In this actual speech, he actually likens Trump to Hitler.
Of course he does.
Yeah,
hilarious. But it's like they think that we are peasants in Russia in 1917 to be awed and terrified by like dramatic settings with soldiers behind it. No, it's an open violation of everything that America is supposed to be about, right? Giving a clearly political speech, and it was basically just a campaign speech, which again is strange because Trump at this moment, legally and literally, is just a regular citizen. He has not declared his candidacy for 2024. He is not on the ballot anywhere. He's just at this point a rich dude hanging out on golf courses. Like, he's just a regular citizen. This is such a strange setting that we're in where this regular citizen who was the president before he was ousted by a false, fake, stolen election. Oh, my God, can I say that? Yeah, I can, because even though they're desperately trying to institute fascism, it doesn't exist yet. So we still have the rights enshrined in the Constitution written in Independence Hall, the ones being trampled upon by the Democrats, but they may be a little scuffed up, but they're still there. We still have them. So Joe Biden, screw you. I hate you. I think you're wrong, bad, and worthless. I think you should go away forever. I can say that because I'm an American. Sorry. Sorry, does that make me an extremist? No, it makes me an American. I can say whatever the hell I want. And I strongly dislike Joe Biden, his entire family, and everything he believes in, and everyone who falls for his crap. That's what I think. That's what I believe. And I'm allowed to say that. It's America. Isn't it wonderful? I love it so much. And but they think we're like peasants in the 1917, because they are. Because they are this weak, mentally incapable set of children that get scared by things like red lights. It wasn't scary. It's stupid and a failure. And again, kind of hilarious. And we're going to go to some of the meat of Joe Biden's speech here, but let's just take a look at some of the funny things that happened during it. Of course, the red lighting was it wasn't a good look. Let's just say that. I mean, himself looked green. He looked like a frog that doesn't get enough sun. I guess you could say like a pale tree frog of some sort. And of course, having the military stand behind you while you give this speech, calling Americans half of the country terrorists. I mean, it's illegal. It's wrong. It's a basic violation of everything we believe. It is the beginnings of despotism and the open announcement of tyranny. But we spit in the face of and laugh at the corpse of tyranny. Oh, no, it's getting greener. I'm telling you, they just need a little color correction. There you go. Look, the American Journal making it look better already. Their ability to produce things is actually better than their ability to run the country, these Democrats, but it still is a...
All right, everybody. Joseph Gibson, guesting here, understanding the time of today. Okay, well, we got the logistics there, what's going on. Well, you know, we're out here, us podcasters, and, you know, we're doing our thing. And we're giving you basically the truth as to the way we see it and the reality of what's happening locally and nationally. And I want all of you to pay attention. I would like you to tune in on Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you have to understand that there is, if the government was to collapse, the corporation, there would have to be something that would have to run parallel or to be ready to take over, or people would have to gather. We all, look, this, anything could happen, and this government's not out for you. Now, you have an opportunity to take back your republic lawfully here in America. You have a chance to fix this. But you have to break away from the paradigm way of thinking that the de facto corporation or the DC machine, it's too big, it's out of control, it's broken, it's corrupt. There's too much going on out there right now. We're speeding out of control. And the only answer, really, you have to turn to God. And, you know, what is God? What is death? What happens when we die? You know, some of us, you know, no matter how long we're here on this planet, in the flesh, you know, you look at life and think of all the people when you were, like some of you, if you're around my age, you know, you're 45, 50, you know, you're up there and you've been around that long. And you think back to all the people you knew when you were 10 years old, 15 years old, 20 years old, right? How many of those people in that same circle are, and their family and friends are still around today? So a lot of people come and a lot of people go. And a lot of people pass away on us and they disappear. And, you know, life is interesting. So those of us that can live a full life and make something out of it and come out from tragedy or making mistakes, you know, and come out on top, you know, that's testimony that needs to be shared with everybody because those stories of inspiration can help other people. Those of you that can't overcome, and we hear a lot of those stories. And really what we're all looking for is that perfect utopia and world to live in. We, as men and women across this planet, we can't do it.
We cannot do it, can we? No matter how powerful our country becomes, no matter how powerful our militaries become, no matter how popular one person becomes or how much of a following someone else has, guess what? They just can't get it, can they? They can't get their one world government. They can't get their thousand-year Reich. They can't get their one globalist, you know, agenda. There's all this different, there's too much differences, and there's always some sort of divine intervention to stop it. And no matter how hard Satan keeps trying, or the devil, whatever you want to call it, to destroy us as individuals and our individual sovereign rights and our individual sovereign right to worship and believe how we so choose, he's coming closer to succeeding today because we're watching everything spin out of control. We all know something's wrong. We all know something's wrong in this country. We all know something's wrong in our lives. We just can't put our finger on it. We're going fast. You know, look what's going, look how fast time is going by right now. The days are going by so fast. Time is going by so fast. And we're spinning out of control faster than ever. Sit back, take a look back at yesterday, and remember, we always hear that famous saying, you know, remember when we were young and free. You know, remember the days of yesterday when we were freer. You know, it just seems like you were more free, and you're more chained down today with responsibility and less freedoms. As time goes on, the future never looks too good. You know, it's amazing. I think back to when I used to watch TV on a Friday night when I was a kid. You know, 12, 13 years old, watching Miami Vice. Oh, the world was so fast then, huh? And the news agencies that they had out then, they didn't have Fox News and all that other stuff. They had ABC News, Nightline, I remember. That was it. That was it. You wanted the national news. I remember watching at my grandparents' house in the 70s. I remember watching the Iran deal there. You know, the Iran hostage thing in 1979. I remember watching it on my grandfather's TV, you know, and because everybody would watch the news at 6:30, the national news. Because you couldn't get it anywhere else. You didn't have the internet back then. You didn't have smartphones. You didn't have none. You had push-button phones. You know, boop, 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 and that was it. You had cable boxes, you know, pushing stations. You had about 20 stations, maybe. Now look at all we have. We have all the information and news at our fingertips instantly. Whatever we want to know, but yet we're dumber and slower. You know? I mean, think about it. You know, when we look at films from years ago, it's always black and white, slow and faded. It wasn't that way, though. It was just the images that we see now, color and, you know, but they capture the moment. It just seems older and doesn't seem as fast as what we're going by today or how things are going today. But there has to be a change. Everyone's afraid to face death, usually, or they want to live longer. You know, but all of us are going to see death soon, one way or another. You know, some of us later than others, some of us, but we're all, there's just one thing for certain that we just can't dispute. We're all going to die one day. We're all going to die one day. We're going to close our eyes and never wake up. And the mind, you say, well, you stop thinking. The mind doesn't keep thinking. You're not going to go into a dream state. You're dead. That's it. You have no memory. You have nothing. They say your soul then takes over. And your soul, but does your soul live and think? It's a good question. So, but for now, to take on the problems of the New World Order and to stand up against the New World Order, tune in Tuesday night, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's going to be a very good podcast. And the last few on Tuesday have been very good, very informational, lots of information there, a lot of patriots coming on now. So join up on Tuesday and come aboard and listen. You won't regret it, trust me. It's going to be a great podcast. So Everybody, I guess we'll end it right now. I didn't expect any callers. Didn't really patch anybody through here tonight. Didn't have any interest in talking to anybody. I was just doing my thing here with my show. So, other than that, everybody have a good night, and God bless the Republic.
And if anybody wants to protest what we do or violate what we want, we just turn off the chip.
That's right, microchips. In 2005, Congress, under the pretense of immigration control and the so-called war on terrorism, passed the REAL ID Act, under which it is projected by May 2008, you will be required to carry around a federal identification card, which includes on it a scannable barcode with your personal information. However, this barcode is only an intermediary step before the card is equipped with a VeriChip RFID tracking module, which will use radio frequencies to track your every move on the planet. If this sounds foreign to you, please note that the RFID tracking chip is already in all new American passports. And the final step is the implanted chip, which many people have already been manipulated into accepting under different pretenses.
We have a Florida family who are really pioneers in a brave new world. They have volunteered to be the first ever to have microchip identification devices implanted into their bodies.
After 9/11, I was really concerned with the security of my family.
I wouldn't mind having something planted permanently in my arm that would identify me.
In the end, everybody will be locked into a monitored control grid where every single action you perform is documented. And if you get out of line, they can just turn off your chip, for at that point in time, every single aspect of society will revolve around interactions with the chips. This is the picture that is painted for the future if you open your eyes to see it. A centralized one-world economy where everyone's moves and everyone's transactions are tracked and monitored, all rights removed. The most incredible aspect of all. These totalitarian elements will not be forced upon the people. The people will demand them. For the social manipulation of society through the generation of fear and division has completely detached humans from their sense of power and reality. A process which has been going on for centuries, if not millennia. Religion, patriotism, race, wealth, class, and every other form of arbitrary separatist identification, thus conceit, has served to create a controlled population, utterly malleable in the hands of the few. Divide and conquer is the motto, and as long as people continue to see themselves as separate from everything else, they lend themselves to being completely enslaved. The men behind the curtain know this, and they also know that if people ever realize the truth of their relationship to nature, and the truth of their personal power, the entire manufactured zeitgeist they prey upon will collapse like a house of cards.
The whole system that we live in drills into us that we're powerless, that we're weak, that our society is evil, that it's fragmented, etc., and so forth. It's all a big, fat lie. We are powerful, beautiful, extraordinary. There is no reason why we cannot understand who we truly are, where we are going. There is no reason why the average individual cannot be fully empowered. We are incredibly powerful beings.
Now, I think I spent 30 years of my life, in the first 30, trying to become something. I wanted to become good at things. I wanted to become good at tennis. I wanted to become good at school and grades and everything I kind of viewed in that perspective. I'm not okay the way I am, but if I got good at things, I realized that I had the game wrong. The game was to find out what I already was.
We've been trained for individual differences to stand out. So you look at each person, immediately is brighter, dumber, older, younger, richer, poorer, and we make all these dimensional distinctions, put them in categories and treat them that way. and we get so that we only see others as separate from ourselves in the ways in which they're separate. And one of the dramatic characteristics of experience is being with another person and suddenly seeing the ways in which they are like you, not different from you, and experiencing the fact that that which is essence in you and which is essence in me is indeed one. The understanding that there is no other. It is all one. And I wasn't born Richard Alpert. I was just born as a human being. And then I learned this whole business of who I am and whether I'm good or bad or achieving or not, all that's learned along the way.
The old appeals to racial, sexual, religious chauvinism, to rabid nationalist fervor are beginning not to work. A new consciousness is developing which sees the earth as a single organism and recognizes that an organism at war with itself is doomed.
Life's like a ride in an amusement park. And when you go on it, you think it's real, because that's how powerful our minds are. And the ride goes up and down and round. It has thrills and chills, and it's very brightly colored. And it's very loud, but it's fun for a while. Some have been on the ride for a long time, and they begin to question, is this real, or is this just a ride? And other people have remembered, and they come back to us, and they say, hey, don't worry. Don't be afraid ever. Because this is just a ride. And we kill those people.
Shut him up. I've got a lot invested in this ride. Shut him up.
Look at my furrows of worry. Look at my big bank account,
my family. This has to be real. It's just a ride. But we'll kill those good guys
and try and tell us that. You ever notice that? And let the demons run amok?
But it doesn't matter. Because it's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want.
It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money.
Just a choice right now between fear and love.